Thank you, Vice President. We reiterate our full support to OHCHR in these challenging times. Denmark remains deeply concerned by the catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza following the Hamas terror attack and calls for a ceasefire and release of all hostages. We reiterate Israel's obligation to protect civilians and allow for unhindered humanitarian aid. We stress our concern over reports of torture and ill treatment of detainees. In Russia, we remain gravely concerned about the human rights situation. We urge the state to abandon its repressive policies and comply with international human rights law. In Belarus, we are deeply concerned by imprisonment of political opponents and oppression of civil society. We call on the regime to cease its appalling policies and abide by its international obligations. In China, we reiterate our serious concern over the human rights situation, in particular in Xinjiang, Tibet, and Hong Kong. We are alarmed by the escalating conflict in Myanmar with grave impact on civilians, including enforced disappearances, SGBV, and forced recruitment. In Afghanistan, we strongly condemn the Taliban regime's law on propagation of virtue, silencing and excluding women and girls from public life, which may amount to gender persecution. We urge Iran to put a halt on executions, release arbitrarily detained, and respect the human rights of all, including women and girls. We reiterate our call for the release of arbitrarily detained persons in Bahrain, including Mr. Al-Khawaja, without further delay. We align with the EU statement. Thank you.